Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cindy, a weekly devotion to strengthen and encourage you. Here is your host, Cindy Lauterbach.
Have you ever felt forgotten? Maybe unremembered? Erased? Felt like your life has been omitted? Like you were left behind? Ignored? Or overlooked? It doesn't feel very good, does it? Especially if it's from someone you thought you were close to. Someone you thought you made a positive impression on. You wonder, how could they have forgotten me? How about with God? Ever felt like he doesn't remember you? Ever felt that he's ignored your prayers? Because nothing seems to be happening. Nothing seems to be changing. David felt like this when he cried out to the Lord in Psalm 42, verse 9, and asked him, "Why have you forgotten me?" There are times when we feel very lonely, insignificant, like nobody cares about us. But feelings come and they go and they change from one minute to the next, from one situation to another. That's why we should never trust them. Don't ever trust your feelings. There is, however, one thing we can always trust. It's God's word. His word. It never fails. Luke 1:37. In order to trust God's word, we must know what it says. For how can we trust what we do not know? Now, we've determined that we can't trust our feelings, but we can trust God's word. Knowing this, let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 15 and 16, where it says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." The King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the great I am, has written your name on the palms of his hands. And your name cannot be removed. It cannot be washed off or erased. He made it impossible for him to ever forget you. He loves us and will never forget the price he paid so that we can be forgiven and live with him forever. It's important to know, to be convinced of this fact, that God remembers us and remains faithful to us. Not only does he not forget us, but he will never leave us either. Even if we are faithless and stray from him, he remains faithful to us. So many times when trials come our way, we quickly forget God and everything he has said in his word, all his promises. For us, they go out the window when we find ourselves focusing more on our trials instead of him, instead of who he is. There's never a moment when he's not thinking about you or me. Never a moment when he's distracted. Never will he ever forget us. You and I were inscribed forever on the palms of his hands. Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18 tell us this. It says, "How precious also are your thoughts of me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand." Have you ever thought about counting the grains of sand? Impossible. We could never do it. The thoughts of God, the thoughts that he has towards us, are more than the grains of the sand in the sea. This is mind-boggling. Despite all our wanderings, all your wanderings, the thoughts of doubt we allow to penetrate our heart and our mind regarding God, he still remembers us. He still loves us. And he still remains faithful to us. May this truth resonate and be our comfort that we are never forgotten by God. Never, never, ever forgotten by him. And whatever the excuses you come up with doesn't matter. You are not and will never be forgotten by God. No. He is always with us, always loving us, you and I. We are never forgotten.
Thank you for joining Cindy for this week's devotion. We hope that you were encouraged and that you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.